When it comes to taking out frustrations on a referee, it certainly seems to be a case of game on. Recently, a 41-year-old soccer dad was arrested and stands accused of shoving and throwing a cup at a 16-year-old referee after that ref called a foul on a player during a youth league match in Northfield Township. This past February, a hockey mom got into a fight with a ref after her son was checked into the boards during a game in Troy. And in 2014, a soccer ref in Livonia died after he was punched by an adult player angered after getting a red card. That player pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and got a 15-year prison sentence. Let's talk about these assaults on sports officials as we welcome Mark Ewell. He's assistant director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the former chair of the board of directors of the National Association of Sports Officials. Mark, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Boy, that was just a long litany of awful behavior, which I had absolutely no problem finding very, very quickly, these attacks on referees. Is this a growing problem, or are we just hearing more about it in this digital age we live in?
I think the digital age certainly is bringing more of these issues and unfortunate incidents to light. You go back and read some news clippings from the 1910s and 1920s and the statement of kill the umpire, you know, you'd often see those. So there's always kind of been that somewhat uneasy relationship between coaches and officials or fans and spectators and officials to where we've had these isolated cases, I think, over a long period of time. But now, given the internet, you know, the old saying of a picture can tell 1,000 words, well, a video can probably tell 1,000,000 words, to where, you know, certainly some of these incidents are now being captured on a camera phone. And thankfully for the officiating business, they're now going viral. So hopefully it's sending a message that referees and umpires and judges and officials are human beings. And while there may be things that happen during a game that people may disagree with or even think that the official got the play or the situation wrong, it doesn't need to lead to physical violence. And unfortunately, we're seeing more and more of that all the way from the adult recreation leagues down to the youth and little league levels as well. Thankfully, yet at the school level, we're not seeing many of these types of incidents at all, just because our people are subject to a much higher standard in terms of their personal behavior toward the officials. We have some pretty strict penalties that are in place whenever someone is ejected from a game, and then we have very stiff penalties if there ever would be physical contact between one of the game participants and the officials. The areas of sport that are really trying to get their arms around this are those recreational or those youth programs, to where a lot of times they're counting on volunteer coaches. There is no oversight. There is no accountability to that athletic director, that principal. That's really where things almost seem to be heading, as if this is the wild, wild west.
Mark, what are your thoughts about the news coverage of these assaults? I mean, what's it do in the sense of trying to recruit new referees?
It truly is a double-edged sword, to where on, you know, as you said, in the one breath, bringing more attention and focus to this issue is hopefully going to get people, when they're at their next game or their next event, to maybe mind their P's and Q's a little bit better. But yet on the other side of that coin, where we go out and we try and attract people to officiating, that you get that person that's maybe a former athlete or someone that has a real passion or love for athletics and says, well, you know, I'd like to get a little bit more involved. Maybe I want to become a referee. And, you know, almost now on a weekly basis, every time you turn around, there's some report of some incident from some place in the country or even the world at large of violence involving a referee. And maybe that potential junior high basketball referee is now, we've lost them to where they've gotten turned off, and they're thinking to themselves, well, gosh, maybe this hobby is just too dangerous.
Mark, according to a report on MLive, 20 states now have laws on the books that actually define an assault on a sports official as a specific crime. And after that tragedy in 2014, the death of soccer referee John Benowitz in Livonia, there has been a push to have Michigan join the ranks. So can you tell us, what's the status of this effort?
Currently, the bill is in committee. Our biggest challenge, even at the school level, instead of focusing on, you know, legislation to try and fix this, we're working really hard to try and change the culture a little bit. The old days of, you know, people plunking down their money and going to watch the high school team play and, you know, thinking that that $5 ticket that got them in the door also gives them free rein to yell and scream and treat that person out there refereeing the game is almost a subhuman. Need to get back to having respect really be the focus, to where we expect our kids to respect the opponent. We expect our coaches to respect their opposing coach as well as the game officials, and hopefully those sitting in the stands can have that level of respect where again, there may be things that happen during the game you disagree with or think they got wrong, but there's a way to disagree without being just completely disrespectful and turning the atmosphere somewhat violent. So we're really choosing to put our focus on improving the working conditions for officials, trying to improve that culture of competitive sports right now, rather than sitting back and thinking that some law making its way through our legislature is automatically going to fix everything.
Well, a strong message to parents and fans and players. Mark Ewell is the assistant director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, as well as the former chair of the board of directors of the National Association of Sports Officials. Mark, thanks so much.
Great to be with you. Thanks again.